Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonant 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives repeatedly. Let's think about this. Blessed Savior, Thou hast promised Thou wilt all our burdens bear. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. What a blessed Savior indeed. When we trust Him, we can rest in our standing in Him, even as we rest in Him to bear our burdens. Certainly difficulties come, but we cast those burdens to Him and allow Him to sustain us through them. Thank Him for His promises. May we ever, Lord, be bringing all to Thee in earnest prayer, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication, Ephesians 6:18a. And here is the goal, ever be bringing all to God in prayer. This is truly a way of life, not simply something we do. It is something we are. We are invited to be a people who bring all things at all times to our Lord. Ask the Spirit to help you aspire to that way of living. Soon, in glory bright, unclouded, there will be no need for prayer. But according to His promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. 2 Peter 3:13. We must pray until we will not need to pray anymore. And that day is coming. When we dwell in righteousness in the promise of what He has in store for us, there will be no more need for prayer. Pray for that day to come quickly. Rapture, praise, and endless worship will be our sweet portion there. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. And since we no longer need to pray, we can simply enjoy the eternal pleasures He has in store for us. An eternity of giving Him glory in all things, where our life of prayer will be replaced with a life of ceaseless worship. Praise Him now for that sweet portion. Take a few moments to talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or listen to what He's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. Blessed Savior, Thou hast promised Thou wilt all our burdens bear. May we ever, Lord, be bringing all to Thee in earnest prayer. Soon in glory bright, unclouded, there will be no need for prayer. Rapture, praise, and endless worship will be our sweet portion there. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.